Today on Introductions, our guest is 14-year-old pianist Yoan Ganev, who has won first place in competitions organized by the Society of American Musicians, the Chinese Fine Arts Society, the Sejong Cultural Society, Steinway Midwest Young Artists, DePaul, and more. He's prepared for us a program of music by Chopin, Liszt, Beethoven, and Ravel, which we'll hear after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 14-year-old pianist Yoan Ganev, who started piano at age 6 at the National Music School of Sofia, Bulgaria, and since moving to the Chicago area 5 years ago, has won at least 6 different local and national music competitions and garnered many other musical accomplishments. He currently studies with Mr. Theodore Edel, Professor Emeritus at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and he's spent the last 2 years studying with Marta Aznavourian at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Yoan has prepared for us this hour music by Chopin, Liszt, and Ravel, but he'll begin now with the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata in C Major, Opus 2, Number 3, marked Allegro con Brio, here live on Introductions. Thank you. A performance by 14-year-old Yoan Ganev. He performed the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata in C Major, Opus 2, Number 3, performed live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. That was fantastic, Yoan. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yoan is accomplished for a 14-year-old. Very accomplished, but deservedly so. You love Beethoven, and I can tell that because we heard you perform part of the first piano concerto by Beethoven here on this program because you won a competition with DePaul, which allowed you to perform it with an orchestra. So what is it about Beethoven?
Well, I love his music, which is very innovative for the time in which it was written. And also, I love the contrast from forte to piano, from piano to forte. It's just music that you cannot predict what will come next. And so that's why I try to play it as dynamically as possible so that the listener would not know and be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Which came first, the concerto that you performed or this sonata? Which one did you learn first?
Oh, the concerto I learned first.
So do you think you would have played the sonata differently if you had learned that one first?
Well, of course, because once you learn a piece by a certain composer, then when you learn the next one, it's easier because you already have the experience of playing the composer. You know what to look for, what details in the score to bring out.
Mm-hmm. Well, on this program, you chose some composers that we can use their music to celebrate their birthdays. And next, we have some Chopin, and then we're going to have some Liszt. We're going to celebrate Chopin's, a little late for its 201st birthday. And then we're going to celebrate Liszt's 200th birthday a few months early. It's in October. What do you like about these two composers that are coming up?
Well, I like the fact that they use the piano as a means to convey a certain emotion. When you listen to a piece by Liszt or music, by Liszt or Chopin, you do not think about technique or anything else. You just think about the music itself and what it should convey to the listener.
And which Chopin are we going to hear next?
His fourth ballade.
And how did you choose this one of all the other pieces you could have chosen?
Mrs. Aznavourian gave it to me.
Uh-huh. That's a good reason. Perhaps the best reason if you are a piano student. Well, let's hear 14-year-old pianist Yoan Ganev now in the ballade number 4 in F minor, opus 52 by Frédéric Chopin, live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Music by Frédéric Chopin. We heard his Ballade number 4 in F minor, opus 52, performed here live on Introductions by 14-year-old pianist Yohan Ganev. That was wonderful, Yohan. You perform with such a wonderful sense of spontaneity. And I'm curious, when you first received that music, when you first received the printed page, how do you approach learning that piece?
Well, I study the piece slowly, and then I generally analyze each part, where each phrase should go, what is the climax of the piece, of the whole piece, and then I gradually put the whole piece together.
Mm-hmm. So can you go into a little bit more detail about your analysis? Is it just something that you feel, or do you go and listen to other performances, or does your teacher give you a lot of advice? How does that work exactly?
I would say it's a combination of all of the three, because one cannot exist without the other, because you cannot go everything just on what you feel, and then you have to check it to a performance, but then, of course, also you have to listen to your teacher. So I think if you combine all three, that's ideal.
Mm-hmm. And what advice do your teachers give you that you keep in mind while you're giving a performance?
Well, I always try to think in my head of the things that my teacher has told me, and he usually tells me where to crescendo, where to diminuendo, and just about the general form of the piece.
Well, thank you for that Chopin performance. I can't wait to hear more after the break. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you don't have to miss any of our live programs. Let's take a short break now. When we return, Yohan will help us celebrate the 200th birthday of Franz Liszt and also has some music for us by Maurice Ravel. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 14-year-old pianist Yohan Ganev, who studies with Mr. Theodore Edel, professor emeritus at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Previously, for the last 2 years, he's studied with Marta Aznavourian at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Since he moved to Chicago 5 years ago from Sofia, Bulgaria, he's won first place in competitions organized by the Society of American Musicians, the Chinese Fine Arts Society, the Sejong Cultural Society, Steinway, Midwest Young Artists, DePaul, and more. Did I leave anything important out, Yohan?
No.
So when you're going for all of these competitions, what do you do right before you're going out in front of the judges? Do you have any rituals?
Well, I don't. Basically, I just go out and hope for the best. But I do think in my head, right before I play, about the piece, what my teacher has told me, and I just try to concentrate as well as I can and to play as well as I can.
Do you remember Sofia too much? When you came here when you were 9 years old, do you remember your piano instruction at the School of Music there?
Well, yes, I do. It was very much, it was similar to the teachers here. My teacher gave me a very good introduction to playing the piano, how to finger certain passages, the pedal, dynamics.
So they gave you a good foundation.
Yeah.
But when you were 6 years old, did you find the piano immediately appealing?
Yes, I did. I did. And I, first of all, love the sound of the instrument. And second, I love the fact that the music that I'm hearing is something that I'm creating and that I just really can do anything I want to mm-hmm. it.
How much do you practice?
Well, I get this question quite a lot, and I must say that even though I play with my watch on my wrist, I'll never look at it, because for me it's not about the hours, but I try to play a piece until I'm satisfied with it, which almost never happens.
Uh-huh.
But
spoken like a true professional. And when you are practicing, before you sit down at the piano, do you do a lot of warm-up exercises, or do you delve right in?
Well, I usually delve right in, but of course, exercises are very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that you've chosen the right hobby or profession when you sit down and do it, and you go get right into the flow of it, and you lose track of time, which sounds like that's what happens to you, especially if you're wearing a watch and you still lose track of time. Before we invite students onto Introductions, I send them out a questionnaire with some musical questions, and one of the questions includes their favorite composers, their favorite pianists. And Johan, I liked your response to the questionnaire because it was almost like a Johan's list of essential pianists and musicians that everybody should listen to. So can you talk about your favorite musicians?
Well, I think for pianists, the musicians who are the best are those who can play any style of music well. And for me, these are Dean Ulipati, Emil Gilels, Joseph Hoffmann, Sviatoslav Richter, of course, Horowitz, I love.
And you threw in a few opera singers in for good measure, too.
Yeah. I really like Luciano Pavarotti and Joan Sutherland.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that your father is introducing you to some 80s Bulgarian pop music.
Yeah, this is very interesting for me. I especially like the group called The Crickets.
The Crickets.
Yeah.
So you found this on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, well, you'll have to forward us the link, and we'll put a video of The Crickets music video, 80s Bulgarian pop,
sure,
on our website, sure. WFMTintroductions.com. I can't wait to hear that one. Next, you have some music by Franz Liszt, a contemporary of Chopin. So what did you choose by him?
His first Mephisto Waltz. And this is a very interesting piece of program music taken from Lenau's Faust. And in this episode, Mephistopheles and Faust walk by a village inn, and they see a wedding, and there is a violinist playing. And Mephistopheles goes in the inn, snatches the violin away from the fiddler, and starts playing, and everyone dances to his music and is basically intoxicated. And so, meanwhile, Faust finds a woman he likes, and he dances with her, and he goes even out of the inn and dances with her outside. And I must really thank Mr. Theodore Edel for putting so much time in these pieces and for telling me the story. And I also will thank Mrs. Znevorian for giving me the pieces and wonderful recommendations.
So there's something for everybody in this next piece, which we'll hear performed by 14-year-old pianist Johan Ganev live here in our 11 Performance Studio. This is Introductions. Thank you. 14-year-old pianist Yoan Ganev in a live performance here on WFMT on Introductions. We heard the Mephisto Waltz number 1 by Franz Liszt, celebrating his 200th birthday a few months early, but I think it's always a good time to play Liszt. Are you going to learn anything else by the composer to celebrate?
Well, of course I'm. Of course, I hope to, yes.
What other pieces are you currently working on?
Well, I'm working on many pieces. I'm working on Brahms Concerto. Many other works, yes.
When we heard your Beethoven Piano Concerto, and we will link to that piece again, by the way, on our webpage, wfmtintroductions.com, so that people can hear it if they missed it. That was your first time performing with an orchestra, right?
Yes, it was, yes.
So did performing with an orchestra, playing with other musicians, perhaps for the first time, did that change your solo piano work as well?
Well, yes, it did change it, because when I played with the orchestra, I understood that I have to be very sensitive to other instruments. And it's very different from playing with an accompanist, for sure. And also, by playing with the orchestra and listening to them on the stage, I could hear the different dynamics and timbres used by the orchestra, and I could try to imitate them on the piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a completely different world when you're doing that. But there's also a big plus to being in your own world when you are a solo pianist by yourself and you can do the interpretation how you want.
Of course.
Next, you have a piece by Maurice Ravel. Tell us about it.
Yes, Jadot, and its translation is Waterworks. This is a wonderful piece written very early in Ravel's career in 1901, and he dedicated it to his teacher, Gabriel Fauré. And this piece, it has two themes, just like a sonata. But the interesting thing is that the harmony, it is based on a seventh chord instead of on a traditional harmony, either E major or G sharp minor. So this is a very interesting work. It has many different characters and moods, and it really, I think, captures the fountains.
So how did the change in that chord change the character of the piece?
Well, it sounds unique. It sounds different than anything else that was written.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's Yoan again, and we're going to hear the Jadot by Maurice Ravel live here on Introductions. ¶¶ music by Maurice Ravel to close out this edition of Introductions. We heard Je Do performed by 14-year-old pianist Yohan Ganev. Yohan, you have such amazing technique to be able to perform that piece so flowingly in the first place. I was just looking at your fingers during that was so much fun. It's waterworks, finger works also.
Well, I must say that for technique, it's not that important for me because as I read in a book by one of my very favorite pianists, Joseph Hoffman, he says that technique is like the toolbox of a woodworker. When he needs the right instrument, he just takes it out from the box. And that's how I consider technique. I don't think of technique as something that should show off music. It's just something that makes music possible and enhances it, just like phrasing, musicality, and everything else.
But somebody has to make the tools. So how do you improve your tools of the trade, should we say?
Well, it just comes by practicing the pieces.
Mm-hmm. And do you practice the piece itself? Like, for example, when you were learning that Ravel, did you just dive right into that? Or were there certain technique? Do you go back to technique books ever?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's something in there for everybody, because I know a lot of people have memories of technique books not being too pleasant, but here they give you the tools, of, as we just heard, to be able to perform whatever you want, and you perform everything beautifully. Thank you so much for that performance this hour. You could have chosen any genre of music to spend all of your time in, all of your musical time in. So why did you choose this genre that we call classical?
Well, I just think that classical music offers the greatest range. You have from Beethoven, which is in the classical period, to Ravel, which is impressionistic, and you can see really how classical music gets transformed, and how people express different feelings through it in a completely different way, and yet none is better than the other.
And what would you like to do in, say, 10, 20 years? What do you imagine yourself doing with the piano? Would you like to be a professional, a soloist, touring the world?
Yes,
or something, or something completely different?
Of course, I'd love to be a concert pianist.
I can't wait to listen to you grow as a pianist. You're already well on your way. And we thank you again for performing for us here on WFMT, Yohan.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You can listen to this performance again and find the complete program and audition on WFMTintroductions.com. We also hope that you'll find WFMT on Facebook for updates on our many live broadcasts. And we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@WFMT.com, or you can click on the Chime In link on our homepage, WFMT.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.